I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is 1:50. It's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to get 75% off installation labor on Leaf Guard brand gutters before the heavy rains hit. Offer expires tomorrow. We are now joined by Kyle Potter. He's the executive editor of Thrifty Traveler, covering everything from aviation news to travel deals to in-depth guides on using airline miles. If you're traveling a lot, you should read that religiously. Kyle, thanks for joining. And you guys broke a story yesterday that kind of exposed how maybe three of the largest airlines in the country have some unusual costs, or the way they're charging people for the same flights tickets. What was that all about?
Well, I mean, let's talk a little bit bigger picture first. Just when we think that airlines have hit rock bottom, they find new and creative ways to squeeze more money out of us. And in this case, what we discovered is that the nation's three largest airlines, American, Delta, and United, have all begun charging solo travelers higher fares per ticket than what they're charging groups of two or more. This is a substantial change. It is new, and it's honestly a major reversal of how airfare typically works, because what typically happens is the opposite. The more tickets you need, the more likely airlines are to charge you a higher fare per ticket. And in this case, they have clearly started to penalize solo travelers and business travelers who are just booking one ticket at a time.
Now, isn't it? It's kind of similar to, I guess, what Las Vegas does. You know, if you're going to Vegas and there's nothing going on, you can rent the same room for, it might be $1,000 if there's a big fight, and if it's a boring Tuesday, it might be $50 because they're trying to just get all their seats, all their rooms booked, right? If the day before you get there, they've got a bunch of rooms, you could get one really cheap because they want their rooms filled out because they know we'd gamble. But airlines have done this sort of pricing forever, right?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, airlines, as with anything, price is all about supply and demand. When supply is high and people are hungry to, you know, travel, it's going to drive the price up. When demand is low, then it drives the price down. What we're seeing here is a little bit of a wrinkle in that. What airlines are trying to do, I believe, and I need to preface this with the fact that airlines aren't talking. They have not responded to my request for comment about what they're doing and why. But my theory, and I feel pretty strongly about this, is what they're trying to do is they're just trying to penalize business travelers, because they know that people who are traveling for work charging their flights to their corporate card are not price sensitive. So they believe that they can get more money out of them without them noticing or caring. But the problem here is that business travelers aren't the only people who are buying one ticket at a time. There are solo travelers who are going off for trips on their own. There are groups of friends who are planning a trip together but book their flights separately. There are people who need to get somewhere last minute in order to attend to a family emergency. The cost of We are all accustomed to airlines charging us a lot of money. This is a new tactic.
Yeah, it's and I guess it would be they know that people are going to pay it, right? I mean, because if you're a business traveler, I mean, look, when I'm traveling for business, you know, I obviously try to be somewhat conscious because it's being billed to my client, so I have to be careful of that. But other than that, you know, you care less than when you're within a group or traveling with your family. Is there anything that if I am traveling solo? Is there anything I could do to combat this?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, and obviously this isn't something that you'd want to do if you're traveling for a client, but one thing that you can do in many cases is to redeem your miles instead, because with the exception of Delta, where we are seeing this pattern play out as well, other major U.S. airlines are not penalizing solo travelers in the same way when they redeem their miles. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. The second is you can take a couple of extra steps book two tickets, then go back and cancel one of them within 24 hours of booking for a full refund. But I just want to point out that this is what it's come to, that you have to pay more upfront in order to get, a normal solid price for a fare and go through the pain and hassle of calling the airline to cancel one of your tickets, but not two of them. It's getting a little bit ridiculous. There are solutions here for now, but they are few and far between, and airlines really do hold all the cards.
Now, isn't it also, it's kind of, I've read a lot about airline industries and why they do this, and how, you know, you have to pay for a seat, you have to pay for food, you know, you got to pay for your luggage, all this stuff that never used to be there in the old days. But aren't we getting what we deserve? In other words, if I'm looking at flights, I would assume that I'm going to buy the cheapest flight I can get, right? And so now we've all become a little more savvy than that. But I remember the first time I booked a flight on Spirit Airlines, I thought, oh, the Delta flight was $450, Spirit Airlines was $150. Well, and I didn't realize I had to pay for my backpack I carried on. It ended up being a more expensive flight because I didn't understand it. So now I'm a little more wary of it. But kind of the point being, if I can sell my flight for $10 cheaper than the other airline, I'm probably going to take that flight. So we're kind of forcing the airlines to get these other revenue flows to make up for that. Is that fair to say?
I mean, yes and no. Competition is huge in the airline industry. That is the single biggest factor that drives prices down. And I think, you know, the last 4+ decades of air travel in the United States has shown that consumers care primarily about a cheap ticket. And that has led to, you know, the creation of airlines like Spirit, like Sun Country here in our backyard. At the same time, I don't think we should give the airlines too much credit for responding in this kind of a way where they make these kind of really secretive rules that end up pushing solo travelers into higher fare buckets and end up paying more for a ticket than they would have had they booked for two or more travelers. It's a little bit slimy to me. And I think if nothing else, there just needs to be more transparency here because, I mean, I'll be honest, if not for us stumbling upon this earlier this week and writing this story, we wouldn't be talking about this. Nobody would know that these solo travelers are paying in some cases higher ticket prices. So I think if nothing else, I would just love for the airlines to come out and say, this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it. This is how our fares work. Because there just needs to be a lot more clarity there.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. You know, like they've had to do it with now all the other things. Well, we got about a minute. Anything else in the travel industry going on that you'd want to let us know before we let you go?
You know, I think this just comes at a really interesting time where, you know, for the first time in, 5 years since the depths of the pandemic when travel really screeched to a halt, airlines are struggling to fill seats again. Travel demand has started to plateau and even kind of turned down. And, you know, while I'm, kind of roasting the airlines for doing these shady things with how they're pricing flights, the upshot is that for the last couple of months, we have seen, you know, better flight deals at better prices on the whole domestically, over to Europe, even over to Asia in some cases. So as long as you can stomach the hassles that airlines put you through, it's a pretty darn good time to be booking flights.
All right, thanks, Kyle. Thanks for joining us. Kyle Potter of the Thrifty Traveler. Thanks again, Kyle. That was Kyle Potter. Re-signing of, or the extending the contract of Kwesi Adofo-Mensah here on 830 WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.